Hey y'all, welcome to Diamond and Silk, the podcast with your host Diamond and Silk and Silk Oh Silk.
Diamond Oh Diamond.
Okay, a long week, a lot of stuff has jumped off, but before we even start this podcast, I want you all to stop right now. And I want you to subscribe to this podcast.
Yes.
So each time we drop a new episode, you will receive notification.
And
don't forget about our book, Uprising. Who the hell said you can't ditch and switch the awakening of Diamond and Silk? You can get the book at diamondandsilkbookstore.com. You know what, Silk?
What?
It's going to be time to write another book.
Oh, yes, it is.
Go ahead.
And if you would like to be a sponsor of this podcast, feel free to send an email to info@diamondandsilk.com. That's info@diamondandsilk.com. And if you're tired of being censored by all of those other social media platforms, well, join Diamond and Silk's new social media platform called Chatit. Chatit.com.
Well, you know I love an interesting conversation.
We love interesting conversations.
And we've been talking to several different people.
Yes.
And some of you, listen, I love it.
Yeah.
I love talking to people, okay? Yeah. Because we want to see what other people are doing.
That's right.
We already know what this administration is doing, and we don't like this foolishness.
Absolutely nothing but destroying this country.
We don't like it.
That's right.
So we want to talk to interesting people.
Yes.
Well, we have another interesting person.
Another one.
And we want you all to come join the conversation.
Yes.
Come on.
Come on.
Join us. Please welcome to the show, Kevin Jackson. Kevin. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Yes.
Okay, so we
always a pleasure.
Thank you. We heard through the grapevine that you are working on this huge project called the Flick Fest. Can you please explain to us and our audience what that is and what you're doing?
Yeah, so what happened was I was, you know, a lot of us have Netflix, right? And Netflix became just a little mini version of Hollywood, and the same type of shows. I was surfing the channel thing more than I was using it. Probably haven't watched it in 2 months, to be honest with you. And I said, you know what? I want to do something that's a little different. And the impetus came from two reasons. One, when I did my film Bleeding Blue, we couldn't get a distributor. Hollywood was like on lockdown. They didn't like, I had a filmmakers. I mean, not studios, but distributors tell me, well, Kevin, I don't want to distribute your film because it's pro-cop. I had theaters tell me, we don't want to show your film because it's pro-cop. And I'm going, guys, it's not pro-cop. It's true cop. And so we had so many problems trying to get my film distributed. I had a guy tell me, he said, I'm not going to show your film. He was a real smug theater owner. He said, I'm not going to show your film because I want to abolish the police or something like that. And I said to him, do you check Spielberg and say, did you like the content of his films before you show it in a theater? Nobody does that. But he did. And I said to him, Dead Man Walking, theaters are going to be a thing of the past. And sure enough, because of COVID and plus the it was moving that way anyway. I said, you know what? Let me just take the middleman out of this. As you guys know, in my career, I'm a problem solver. I was a management consultant. So I said, I'm going to take the distributor out of it. I'm going to take the middle guy wanting to get his fat cut of my film, and I'm just going to take it all out. So that was number one. I wanted a place to put my films. And then secondly, all these filmmakers I was running into at festivals and stuff, just beautiful people, and they do a short, a 15-minute film. It would win mad acclaim at the film festival and go nowhere. Nobody would ever get to see this amazing work. So I said, boy, if I could take those filmmakers, give them a start, a place to put this stuff. Mm-hmm. And guess what? You know, we can't always watch 2 hour films, but we can watch 10, 15, a short is considered under 40 minutes. So I got these amazing filmmakers that said, yeah, man, let's put it, you know, let's put it all together. So we built the Flick Fest under the vein of kind of like a Netflix and offered it to the public, and bada bing, bada boom, as they say, it was up and running and we're doing pretty well.
Okay, so the Flick Fest is almost like a Netflix. Is that what you're saying?
That's right.
So let me ask you this here. Do you have original series on there, or is it just shorts and movies?
Yeah, so we have shorts, full-length motion pictures, and music videos currently. But the beauty of it is we really do want to start producing content that we think will speak to our audience. And when I say that, I don't want to think of this as left and right.
Right.
I think people want to be entertained. And quite frankly, to be blunt, they don't really want politics in their films. make me laugh, tell me a dramatic story, make me cry, but don't proselytize. Supergirl does not have to be a lesbian for me to watch Supergirl, right? So, and this is what we were finding. So what we do want to do is start what they call green lighting, not to give you guys the old Hollywood terminology now that I'm a director, but but we don't want to, we're going to start green lighting productions, films, and just amazing stuff. I can tell you, we had some filmmakers, one of them made a short on there that's about a two people calling a suicide hotline, a white guy and a black chick, both on their balconies ready to jump.
Uh-huh.
They're on hold. And I swear, one of the funniest little shorts that I saw. So I talked to the filmmaker. He says, yeah, Kevin, I'd like to turn into a series. I said, I hope you do, because the chemistry between these two was amazing, because he's this mousy little white guy and there's this strong sister. And they end up, you know, saying, well, let's not commit suicide. Let's become friends.
Wow.
And so it was an amazing story. And here's the other thing. There are a lot of really, you know, a lot of actors are struggling for work these days. So we've got Danny Trejo. We've got Kevin Pollak in a film, Steven Weber. We've got names of people. When you go on there, you'll see these films. This is not YouTube or, you know, cable access channel 232. There's some really clever stuff on there.
Right. Let me ask you this here, Kevin. So let's say if you are or somebody has a movie or has a small
documentary or short
documentary,
yeah,
that they will want to go on the Flick Flash. How does that work?
Oh, we would love to. That's what it was about. So as much as I want people to join, because, you know, I think that they should be supporting causes where people like me step up and provide something, because I think of us as an alternative to Hollywood and alternative to Netflix, but I want to take the politics out because I want good films. But anyway, if you have a film, when you go to the site, if you go up to the top right there, it'll say submit your film. And so if you're anybody, you can submit it. Now, that doesn't guarantee it's going to get accepted. But if you do want to submit a film, and we encourage people to do it, submit them. We've got, I probably have 5 friends that submitted films on there, and not all of them made it, sadly, because they weren't that good. But yeah, we want this to be an oyster for any independent filmmaker that says, I want a distribution outlet. Just so you guys are aware, we've had at least 4 films that appeared on the Flick Fest that got distribution outside of our of our service. And one of them is a black comedian named Alicia Cooper. If you follow comedy, just Google Alicia Cooper. She's a funny lady, and she had 2 films up, and she got a distribution deal within a week of it being on our site.
Wow.
That's incredible.
Let me ask you one more question. So how much is this here, Flick Flex? And it's an app. Can you do something on your phone? It's an app to go with it.
Yeah, so it'll come on your phone. It's not an app yet, but if you put it in your Google, you know, on your
browser,
thank you. It'll come up and it'll look like it's an app, but we don't have an app. Now, we're developing an app that's really slick. It's actually better than HBO. It's better than Discovery Plus, but that's about 45 to 60 days away. The service is $4.99 a month, flat fee, and you get access to all the films. And I, quite frankly, I think I gave you guys a free thing to go on it. If you watch any of the films, I think you would agree it's well worth $5 a month.
Yeah. The other night I had the opportunity to go on the Flick Fest, and it was easy. It was very easy to go on. It was easy for me to select whatever film or documentary that I wanted to see. And I mean, it was beautiful, serene. I didn't have to worry about getting kicked off or being censored or anything like that. It was a place I felt like I was wanted there. You know, and I think that this is very good.
We want you.
Yes.
Now, here's a word from our sponsor. Hey, y'all.
Hey.
It's Diamond and Silver.
Uh-huh.
Listen. We still have a patriot out there fighting for the integrity of the 2020 election.
Uh-huh.
So we must support him.
That's right.
Now, that's Mike Lindell.
Mm-hmm.
So I want you to head over there to mypillow.com, purchase anything on the site,
mm-hmm,
and make sure you use code DS21. That's code DS21. Go to mypillow.com.
And when you use code DS21, you can save up to 66%. Make your purchase now at mypillow.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-667-2756. That's 1-800-667-2756. And save up to 66%.
Silka, sound like you save a lot. So head over there to MyPillow.com. Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Today's show is being brought to you by Baby Mama Health Supplements.
Uh-huh.
Now, do you guys feel like you need a cleanse or a detox after 2020?
Do you?
Like all that stress, tension, and negativity
uh-huh.
just got you feeling exhausted.
Or maybe you put on pandemic pounds and need a reset.
You're right, Silk. Uh-huh. I'm starting to look like a well-rounded apple around in my midsection.
Uh-huh.
Well, our new sponsor has just released an all-natural vitamin set that will help your body get back on track.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
That's right.
Baby Mama's Bundle Cleanse contains an all-natural liver and colon cleanse that works together to eliminate toxins, waste, and stored fat.
Mm-hmm.
So head over there to babymama.online.
Uh-huh.
And look for the Bundle Cleanse.
That's right.
Don't forget to use code DS21 to save 20% off your entire purchase.
That's babymama.online.
Yes, yes. And I'm glad that people are not being discriminated against based on the color of their politics.
Yeah.
This is a platform for all.
Everybody.
And it doesn't have to just be because I'm Republican or whatever.
Right.
Well, you know what's funny? So we get asked that a lot by conservatives, like, are you just going to make conservative content? And I go, what's conservative content? I go, are the gay people in your family? Yeah. Well, they're gay people that put stuff on. Now, most of them, you wouldn't know that they're necessarily gay. They just make films. But in some cases, there'll be a gay love story. If it's not like trying to make me believe in it or whatever, if it's just a story of people falling in love for whatever, I don't really care, right?
But and see, so, if it's not to my liking, I don't have to watch it.
And you don't have to watch it.
Getting this thing twisted. It, we shouldn't be making films and watching films just because if it's a gay actor or actress or what have you. It's about the film. At the end of the day, when I want to watch a movie, I want to go and watch the movie, not based off of somebody's political spin.
That's a great point. But here's the other thing I'll
but
tell
I don't like overly sexualized movies. Either.
Well, like, that's kind of my thing is that what we look for is, are you just gratuitously putting gay or sex or, you know, for no reason, just because you think it's Hollywood and that's going to sell the film? If that's the case, it probably won't make it.
It won't be on a platform.
But we have a film that was made by a lady who's she's atheist, and she's an avowed atheist, and she talks about it in the film. Now, I'm a Christ follower, but I enjoyed her film, even though she explains why she's not a Christ follower. But it was still an enjoyable film.
Right.
And I think we're smart enough to recognize that she's not trying to, you know, convert me into not believing in God. So I want people to have a platform to express themselves. And for the user, I think we're smart enough as individuals and people watching film to say, I like it or I don't like it. Now, here's the beauty of the Flick Fest. Mm-hmm. You probably won't invest 2 hours in it if you don't like it. Our you know, under 40 minutes, we have, I'd say 80% of our offering is under 40 minutes because they're mostly shorts. But I love shorts because you have to tell a story quickly, succinctly. And I'm telling you, there are some shorts in there. You guys play around in it. And I know you've watched some films, but you will enjoy. There's a movie in there called She Would Have Wanted It That Way. And the girl won third place in our competition recently. One of the best chick flicks. I'd watch that chick flick any day. If y'all want to watch it together, we can watch it together. Because it is amazingly well done. And I could go on.
The beauty of it all is the independent filmmakers now have a place
right.
where they can upload their films to see if it can make it on the Flick Fest platform mm-hmm. for other people to see it. Because Hollywood, they have this, let me just be real, noose around the necks.
It's a stranglehold. People.
Yeah, they got it there. And
well, let me give you guys an example real quick.
Okay.
So we had filmmakers come to us and say, Kevin, I sold the international rights to my film for 4 years for $1,000. And I went, are you kidding? Film sitting on the shelf, never going to get played, because Hollywood takes a lot of these films in with a small amount of money, because everybody thinks Hollywood bought my film. Yeah, but they bought it to keep it from showing.
To keep it on the shelf.
Keep it on the shelf. So we're saying, nope, we're not doing it. In fact, we're encouraging you by doing contests. I want these people to make money on their films where they can. Now, every film doesn't get paid. But here's the other thing. We take certain films off of the Flick Fest and we find TV deals for them. So I think we talked before about the documentary about a black bull rider. This kid is amazing. And an hour-long film. He's out of Cleveland, Texas, near Houston. He and his buddies are like the LeBron James of riding bulls. I mean, that's all he wants to do. And that film is amazing, made by a brother in Houston, Texas. He and I have talked, and he's actually doing a three-part documentary for us.
Wow.
On for more. So we have that with the guy that won our contest, is Stephen King. Not Steve King, the writer, but his name is Stephen King. But anyway, he made a film called Alan the Dog. He's looking to do a series. That is one of the funniest shows that you will ever see.
Yeah.
So what I want people to understand about this is, while we did make it for filmmakers, we also made it for people who love film and want to get inside the head of filmmakers. We'll be featuring these guys monthly, where you can do these, meet the director, meet the actors. Mm-hmm. And here's the other thing. I'm tired of these Hollywood people thinking that people care about their opinions on everything from global climate change to the spotted owl.
Yeah.
How about you just act and go home?
And I'm also tired of things being staged. We need some authenticity in our lives.
Right.
We want to see some realness here. Not everything and everybody always staged just to push a particular agenda.
Well, you know what? That's a great point. There's a movie on there. I can't remember the name, but it's a cowboy flick. It's a full-length motion picture, and it's really good. And I will tell you this. It does not have a Hollywood ending.
Mm.
And so you're going along because you've been groomed as to how things have to get wrapped up nice and tight and tied in a bow.
Yeah.
And this movie is like, whoa, what just happened, right?
Wow.
And I love that. These people are like, I don't have a gun to my head that says, make it sellable, bring in Bruce Willis, or bring, you know, just make a film with good people that love what, and here's what I will tell you. You will sense their passion in what they do. Mm. And as much as you probably sense mine in having created this.
Yeah.
So I hope your audience will support our effort as conservatives to just change the paradigm. And it isn't to change it to conservatism. It's to change it, to make it fair, to give a chance for not only the makers, but the viewers to go back to looking at stuff and asking yourself, did I like it? You don't need a laugh track or clap track. You can figure out for yourself if you like something. If you do, rate it. We got ratings up there, so you can tell how the members have liked it so far.
Wow.
Well, listen, I like diverse. Yes. I love diverse.
Yes.
So it looks like you have something that's diverse and that people are really going to be entertained and going to love.
Yes.
So make sure you all go to theflickfest.com to go ahead and subscribe.
Yes. Get your, I love it.
And it's what, $4.99 a month, correct?
$4.99, less than $5. It's less than a cup of coffee. And I can guarantee they're going to get their money's worth. Now, let me just say this. On your TVs, if you have a smart TV, you can put it in, you know, on the site. But when we finish our app, it'll size to any size TV. It's going to give you some really cool stuff when the app is done. This app is absolutely amazing. So I can't wait for that to come out. But anything on a laptop or smaller, it'll come up and it'll be ready to go.
All right. Kevin Jackson, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you, ladies. I appreciate you.
God bless.
Well, Sook, that was a very good conversation with Kevin Jackson. Don't forget to go over there and join theflickfest.com, you all. Listen, thank you so much for joining the show. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast so each time we drop a new episode, you will receive notification. And don't forget about our book, Uprising. Uh-huh. Who the hell said you can't ditch and switch The Awakening of Diamond and Silk? You can get the book at diamondandsilkbookstore.com.
And if you would like to be a sponsor of this podcast, feel free to send an email to info@diamondandsilk.com. That's info@diamondandsilk.com. And if you're sick and tired of being censored by all of those other social media platforms, then join Diamond and Silk's new social media platform called Chatit. ChatitDIT.com. And don't forget to give us a review, and a 5-star would do.
So listen, we was just coming to give y'all the 2-1-1. We call it the 2-1-1 because it's two of us.
And we're the ones giving it to you.
So in the meantime and in between time, we will see you all next time right here on Diamond and Silk, the podcast.
Bye-bye.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
It's Diamond and Silk.
Uh-huh.
Listen.
Listen.
We still have a patriot out there fighting for the integrity of the 2020 election.
Uh-huh.
So we must support him.
That's right.
Now, that's Mike Lindell.
Mm-hmm.
So I want you to head over there to MyPillow.com, purchase anything on the site,
mm-hmm.
and make sure you use code DS21. That's code DS21. Go to MyPillow.com.
And when you use code DS21, you can save up to 66%. Make your purchase now at MyPillow.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-667-2756. That's 1-800-667-2756. And save up to 66%.
Silk, it sounds like you save a lot. So head over there to MyPillow.com. Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Today's show is being brought to you by Baby Mama Health Supplements.
Uh-huh.
Now, do you guys feel like you need a cleanse or a detox after 2020?
Do you?
Like all that stress, tension, and negativity
uh-huh.
just got you feeling exhausted.
Or maybe you put on pandemic pounds and need a reset.
You're right, Silk. Uh-huh. I'm starting to look like a well-rounded apple around in my midsection.
Uh-huh.
Well, our new sponsor has just released an all-natural vitamin set that will help your body get back on track.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
That's right.
Baby Mama's Bundle Cleanse contains an all-natural liver and colon cleanse that works together to eliminate toxins, waste, and stored fat.
Mm-hmm.
So head over there to babymama.online.
Uh-huh.
And look for the bundle cleanse.
That's right.
Don't forget to use code DS21 to save 20% off your entire purchase.
That's babymama.online.